How about them Braves? This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan Injured. Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury.
We've been trying to avoid this conversation.
That transition actually applied in that scenario.
I'm going to need Morgan & Morgan eventually if I keep having to watch one run, zero runs games that offense is putting out.
Well, let me tell you the score. 5-1, they lost to the Nationals. Now you can carry on with your
Yeah, because I can see my hand. I can see myself pulling a Brian Kelly, but actually having passion behind slamming my hand on the table and hurting it.
Well, you would have already had it planned 30 minutes ago if you were actually going to pull a Brian Kelly.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know what to tell you, Michael. You know, you want to look at the positives. Michael Harris is seeing the ball at the plate. That's the positive. I mean, well, because
positivity in your
voice. Jorge Soler too.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
That was your offense.
Yeah. So Max Fried didn't really give you a maximum Fried effort, as Randy McMichael would say. He was not great. He tried to grind, but he didn't get the job done. You just need more. Look, you just can't score 12 runs one night and let Jake Irvin go out there. And I saw it. I did the research on Jake Irvin and going into last night's game. Jake Irvin had been pretty good against you. In fact, in three starts, Irvin had only given up two earned runs against the Braves, and in 17 and a third innings, and he continued that success against this Braves lineup.
You know what the biggest indictment is for me as far as Irvin's line is? You got through six innings pitch with 84. You threw 84 pitches. Like, you weren't even having good at bats last night. You know, the Braves, and we've talked a bunch. And I know that State Cat Chipper Jones on yesterday talking about this Braves team, and they're just not doing the small things right a lot of the times, unless they're hitting home runs, which is what happened two nights ago. But last night was not one of those nights, and you keep the ball in the park, and then all of a sudden it becomes a struggle to actually plate runs. So
we're sitting here again.
It's frustrating. Yeah,
I know. We're sitting here again.
I was wondering.
God. You know the worst part about it? Is his voice in that soundbite? Cue it back up, Dylan. It doesn't sound angry.
Here again.
It sounds whiny. Well, he's sitting here again. No, put some bass in your voice. Sound angry.
No.
We're sitting here again.
He's so spot on. Because you know why? A lot of the times when people are that angry and you actually do kind of hit the table, it's not in the middle of a word. You know what I mean? Like, it's again.
Have y'all ever seen Brian Kelly angry before in person?
In person? No, because I've
I'm just asking a question.
But I've seen him angry on the sidelines, there is no – when Brian Kelly is angry, he has this face that turns – is red as the 92.9 writing in the logo. I mean, it's blood red, and he starts spitting as he talks, and his neck just crunches up, and it disappears,
You believed him? You thought it was genuine?
I'm not saying I don't know him enough to make that assumption or read on his anger, degrees of anger. But I will say, maybe to what you're saying, he did not want to present maybe the sideline Brian Kelly that you see with neck veins popping out in a media setting at a podium. So
we're sitting here again.
Then why slam your fist? Because that's what you're trying to put out.
Maybe that's a more muted version of it. I don't know. I'm just.
Maybe we should ask his family what they think.
Maybe you should.
Because I just know that Brian Kelly, since the day he stepped foot on LSU, has been fake. He faked his accent. And look, I will be the first guy to step. I defended Brian Kelly when he took that job because a bunch of people said he wasn't. He can't coach in the SEC. Yeah, he can. Look, the guy has a lot of I think the guy might have some shortcomings personally in that department, but I think he is one of the best football coaches in college football.
I think he's a great coach.
And is this Brave stuff that bad for you?
Yeah,
it is.
I'd much rather criticize Brian Kelly.
Brian Kelly and everything else going on with
him. To sum it up, Tiff, you're back a game behind the Mets now because all they did was get no hit for eight innings, and then Francisco Lindor puts one over the fence, and they score five runs after that. Yeah. And so that's what clutch teams that want to make the playoffs do.
Yeah, Tater. I mean, and I'm not even going to give them that much credit and say, well, that's what clutch teams do. It's just what you're not doing.